Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 138 of How You Act You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking about the latest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You Act You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Okay, so our very first segment per usual is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K-news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
I don't know if I've missed anything. I feel like I've missed a lot. I feel like a lot has happened since we've been away. But my brain is not working. So if there is something that you want us to really talk about, and you're like, oh my gosh, you didn't speak about this big thing that happened, let me know. Because I feel like I'm living in a different land and different world. I was even saying to Shay, even though we've only missed a week, it seems way longer. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But anyway, whatever happens, whatever said, this is what's happening now. Anyway, EXO's Baekhyun confirms the rumors that he is starting his own company with Casper, a dance choreographer, to manage his solo activities. He states that his company will be for his solo endeavors, while his promotions as a member of EXO will be under SM. I don't know where he spoke about this. I want to say it was Alive or something, but I feel like I'm making that up. But correct me if I'm wrong. SM Entertainment denies knowing anything about it. They said we had not heard anything and learned about it through the news. We're taken aback, but we have faith. We'll keep the agreement we made. I think that's hilarious. I feel like SM doesn't want to shake the table, especially obviously not that long ago. Was it Baekhyun Chen and
Jimin? Subunit.
Yeah, they. Obviously, they've come to agreement, hence why the suit's dropped. But I'm guessing Baekhyun's like, listen, you, SM, you could do your EXO thing, that's fine. But when it comes to me, when I want to sing my heart out, I'll do that on my own. I hope he brings out more R&B. I love a good Baekhyun R&B moment. And I love Casper, yes. Even though he's side-eyed me a couple times.
What?
We have a mini beef going on. No, I've met him once or twice. There was one time he did a class over here in London, and I can dance. I wouldn't say I'm a dancer, but I got rhythm. I can follow. I have moves. It's something about trying to pick up choreography in a set amount of time. That's like an hour that just doesn't happen sometimes. So what I do, and I feel like anyone should do it when you're starting dance or whatever, is just do your best, innit? You do your best. You go the same way everyone's going. It may not look exactly the same, but you're not throwing anyone off because you're essentially doing the same thing, but you're not doing the same thing. Anyway, he must have caught me doing my own thing, and he just looked at me like, that's not my choreography.
I do not endorse this message.
And I was like, do you like it? He was like, He said, So, yeah, that's why I said me and him have beef, but we don't really have beef, it's fine. So yeah, I can't wait to see Baekhyun and his future endeavours. Talking about more SM employees, well, this is an ex-employee. Girls' Generation Sunny is leaving SM after her exclusive contract has ended. Sunny shared on her Instagram a long message about her gratitude to fans and the staff she worked with at SM, and she'll continue to share good news in a new environment. I don't know what she's gonna go on to doing. I don't know if she wants to sing or whatever, because I don't think, has Sunny ever had a solo, done anything solo? I don't think she has. I can't think of anything.
I don't know.
Isn't she like a nepo baby, Sunny? Like, isn't her uncle or someone connected to SM? Someone's connected to SM, like a direct family member.
I can't comment on this because I literally have no idea.
Yeah, I feel like she is. I want to say uncle feels right. I feel like Lee Soo-man to uncle. Like, I'm not even trying to be dramatic. I'm gonna Google this right now. Let's get answers. Let's not speculate. Yeah. Girls' Generation's Sunny's relationship with biological uncle Lee Soo-man.
Oh.
So there we go.
Cool.
You would think she'll get cut a good deal, like a, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want to do it anymore, but you know. Yeah. Good luck, sunny girl. Moving on. News outlets suspect that former VIX member Ravi may have to re-enlist in the military as an active soldier. Ravi was exposed for using an illegal broker to falsify his health records to evade active duty in the military. Since last October, he has been a social worker instead due to claims of him having epilepsy. Ravi has recently been sentenced to 2 years of probation, and if he commits a crime during this period, he will serve a year in prison. So imagine after all, not after all of that, but imagine after, you know, you've got the, I'm not saying what he's doing isn't work, but you've got the cushy social worker role, and then they're like, ah, since you lied, you might have to actually re-enlist as an active soldier. But
I know there's a nuance to how everyone feels about the Korean military service process, but it never ends well when people try to evade it or so I don't know what he was expecting.
Yeah, I don't know all the ins and outs, because I've also seen, especially around the time when it came out that he was talking to a broker or whatever, that I want to say that he did have some epileptic fits, so I don't feel like it was like a 100% lie. I'm not sure, because that whole, you know, when stories get too deep and she's like, this is going to hurt my head, there might be some mistranslation here, I'm missing context, I don't have the cultural, like, I feel like I'm not the right person to deliver this message because I'm confused, so I'm just going to watch it from afar kind of vibe. So I don't know all the ins and outs, so for anyone that does, let us know. But I heard that as well, so yeah, good luck to that man. And last but not least, so netizens call out unsafe working conditions of idols at the 2023 Scout Jamboree concert. So this concert was supposed to be a warm-hearted concert to honor scouts all over the world. However, it became an embarrassment as many Koreans stayed after many controversies and changes in the lineup, location, and date changes. So they were swarmed with problems such as safety, sanitation problems, rotten food, sexual harassment allegations, emergency evacuations, and road accidents, stress on K-pop idols, and unequal treatment of participants. After all of this, just wrap it up. Too much has gone on already. Sanitation problems, rotten food, sexual harassment allegations. No, let's just wrap it up. Anyway, New Jeans was one of the performers added to the lineup. Many were excited until videos of their and many other idols rehearsing were posted online. Straight away, many noticed the conditions the idols were forced to work in. South Korea is currently experiencing, or at the time was currently experiencing, a typhoon, yet idols were seen rehearsing under a tent. There's a whole typhoon, people.
It's never that serious. I'm so right? sorry. What?
And the video shown, or that was taken, it was raining, of course, and the ground was extremely wet and dangerous for artists, especially those who were dancing. Many companies spoke up against the festival, saying that they had no choice but to send their idols to the event. They had made an arrangement. They had to make rearrangements in their idol schedules because who are we to go against the government? Many netizens speculate that Starship Entertainment and IVE did not have a choice about performing after the government claimed that IVE voluntarily adjusted their schedules. The government and festival also received backlash for trying to force BTS to perform at the event.
I think I heard about that. Like, they were going to let them come out of the military, like the ones that are in. Wow.
And there were allegations of stealing performers from other world festivals. Can you imagine, this group's going to perform at this festival? No, actually, you need to come back perform at us, because we're the government. Yeah, you can't do that. This sounds very poorly planned, okay? Mm. You can't, no. Nothing is ever that serious, especially with a whole typhoon. No. I don't know if this concert is still going on, if it's been postponed, if it's been pushed back or whatever, but or if it's happened, because as I said, I feel like I'm in my own world. But they need to wrap it up. They need to, let's tear this up and start again. Is this, no. But anyways, that is hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to comment on, or if you want to comment on any stories, then make sure you hit us up on socials at @HowYouAtYou. All right, moving on to our next segment called Say What. You send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea stories. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, yes, it can be fun to be a little bit delusional, but I do believe that it's the fan's responsibility to draw the line between fiction and reality, even when your fave is making that really, really hard.
Yes and no, I guess. It's kind of hard to regulate people's delusional levels, and it's hard to regulate what people's reality and normalcy is. I think, and again, I feel like we have the same talking points about a lot of things that come under this kind of opinion, but companies as well have a responsibility, but I feel like they really play into the whole parasocial relationships and making you feel close to idols or whatever, because it's the best way to make money. If you feel connected to something, if you feel like so-and-so is your friend, of course you want to support your friend, of course you want to see your friend win. So there's that. But I saw a clip, I don't know where I saw it from, but someone was saying how, and it's so true, as not even just K-pop or just society as a whole, we only have put this kind of pressure or have this kind of certain expectations on celebrities, and it's really weird. It's like, oh, because so-and-so is really good at basketball, that makes them a good person, or because they're good at dancing, that makes them this certain type of way, and you set some kind of standard towards them because they're good at their job or they seem pleasant, if that makes sense. Because we don't do that for anyone else. Because Susie is really good working at the checkout and she's pleasant and she's nice, we don't think, oh my gosh, that means she must be a great mother and a great wife, and you know, I mean, she still could be a horrible person, she's just really good at checking out fruits. But we only put that kind of standard, yeah, we only put that on celebrities. It's kind of weird. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's, I guess for me, I'm waffling, but yes and no is my answer, I guess.
Yeah, I think, once again, there's something we've spoken about a few times. Yes, there is a partial responsibility on the company, on the artist, if they're pulling and fishing on things that they know people are going to buy into. And I don't know if this would be completely appropriate to say, but I think also understanding the vulnerability levels of your audience is important. If you know that you cater to a large demographic of minors or young people, people that may be struggling with mental health or different things. I'm not saying that's all K-pop fans, but a large demographic are these people that feel as though, wow, I've never felt a sense of community outside of this, or never been in an environment where I feel as though I can belong and be myself and indulge. So when you're catering to those audiences, yes, you can't individually say like, oh, Jane needs this and Peter needs that. You're just catering to a wide international audience, but still to have some level of a conscience if you know that doing certain things are going to affect certain people in a certain way. And then on the flip side, I do believe that it's the fans' responsibility as well to somewhat regulate themselves. Like, for example, there are adult or mature Disney fans. There will be Disney characters that might have lines like, I'm going to be your best friend forever, or let's go on an adventure together. You're not going to go to Disneyland and start dragging this like person in a suit around with you and say, yeah, you promised to be my friend, or you know me, we're best friends. So I think it's still up to us as individuals to regulate, draw those lines. But the institutes behind these things do have a responsibility, and they know what they're doing, and it sells, course, and it works. So yeah, it's a layered and complex. That's our two cents. Moving on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, I find it very interesting that Blackpink only has 4 members, yet Jisoo gets overshadowed so easily.
Mm, I don't think she gets overshadowed. I don't think she does. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with this. I guess I'm taking this opinion as Blackpink as a... This is going to sound stupid. Blackpink as a whole. So I'm not just thinking about them in one aspect of their idol role, if that makes sense. I feel like each member has their own strengths. And yeah, I feel like she doesn't get overshadowed. I've never seen anyone go, oh, who's that? Oh, so there's Rosé, Lisa, Jennie, and who's the other one? Like, I don't know. I can understand if people like, oh, if the opinion was they feel like they see Jennie a lot more or they see Lisa a lot more because of the stuff that they do outside of the stage in terms of, like, campaigns and stuff. And, you know, Jennie's seen as the it girl and Lisa just seems to be everywhere. Do you get what I mean? But, yeah, I wouldn't say she gets overshadowed unless there's, like, a particular thing. I don't know. What do you think?
I feel like we've spoken about Blackpink on this podcast so much, but I at the end of the day, like, I'm not a Blink. I don't follow them very closely, so I probably wouldn't be able to have the most accurate comment on this. And I feel as though out of maybe all of the girls, I've maybe seen Jisoo the most because I dabble more in, like, the K-drama world. I don't know. I think I've maybe been aware of, like, passing comments, like, oh, like, out of all of them, she isn't, like, the strongest dancer. Some people
feel so. Yeah, but that's different to being overshadowed. Overshadowed means you wouldn't even recognize if she was dancing good or bad. Do you know what I mean? Because there'd be, like, so much emphasis on the other three. Do you understand? It's different. I feel like it's different if you're saying, oh, you feel like Jisoo isn't the strongest dancer or... Well, because obviously I've seen that as well. I'm not going to sit here and lie, but I don't think that's what the opinion is, unless it's just worded weird.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm trying to think. I've maybe seen a comment where people say that, like, she doesn't have, like, the best stage presence out of all of them, or she doesn't, like, compared to the other three, she doesn't, like, fit the vibe of Blackpink. But I still, like, I don't feel as though I could comment on that. Like, I feel as though when I have seen them perform, it works and it kind of makes sense to me. And I don't think having less members in a group, but also this isn't just applying to Blackpink, because once again we've given all that we can on that, but just because a group has a small, quote-unquote, small amount of members and there aren't that many of them doesn't necertainly make it easier for certain people to stand up, because there are duos and one person is overshadowed by the other. So I don't think it's, like, necessarily a numbers thing. We've seen groups of lots of people and everyone shines bright and no one's really overshadowed, so I don't know if anyone wants to expand on this.
Blinks or even a person that submitted this, if you want to expand on that, and then we'll revisit it and dissect that. But I guess from us, as we're not, like, not that we don't like Blackpink, but we're not within the fandom. So, and from where I'm standing, I feel like she doesn't get overshadowed as a whole. She doesn't. I feel like if they're on lives, I think she's the one that stands up because she's more funny or more jokey or whatever. Or do you get what I mean? And in terms of you, Shay, like, you watch dramas and stuff, so, like, you'll see her more in that space. So, yeah, it really depends on what aspect you're talking about. But as a whole, I don't think she gets overshadowed, even on stage. Like, I don't know. I don't agree.
And I think it's interesting, once again, maybe we don't have the best context for this, just as we wrap this one up, but I can think of some groups just, like, right now where I can very obviously see that, oh, X, Y, and Z people are overshadowed by X, Y, and Z person or people. So I feel as though there are, like, more pronounced examples of overshadowing in K-pop groups, but
yeah
if anyone wants to add in on that, that would be appreciated. And on to our next unpopular opinion, we're keeping it somewhat in the same company family tree. This person said, I absolutely love Somi, but I think that her most recent comeback is so cute, but I feel like she would shine so much more if she was in a group. This isn't to say that she's a weak soloist, but I am really fond of the idea of her being the center in a girl group. but no hate to her solo stuff. Thoughts and feelings.
I think Sommy's is an interesting artist because I really feel like, because she was with JYP before she moved to the Black label. I feel like JYP really dropped the ball with her. I feel like she has so much momentum after IUI. So for those that are like newer K-pop fans or whatever. So she was on the first season of Produce 101. She was part of the group. She was center of the group. Very popular. I feel like when you think of IUI back then, she would come to mind first. Like, she was the member that would come to mind first. Of course, there was other talented ladies in there, like Chungya. Oh, can't speak today. Chungya. But back then, it was very much like, you think of Sommy. And again, very charismatic, great energy, on and off stage. So I feel like once that project group ended, I feel like JYP really dropped the ball. I can see what this person's saying because I feel like I could see Sommy shining in a girl group, but I wouldn't want it to be one of those, because it could have been really easy to put Sommy in a group and it just turned into Sommy and the girls. Mm. And I don't feel like that would be fair on Sommy or any of the other girls that would be in that group. And then when she did move over to the Black label, I feel like because so much time had passed and IUI were kind of, I want to say they were kind of, they're more leaning on the cute side. They weren't like super duper cute, but they were cute, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I think with maybe like her date, was her, I don't know if her debut song was Birthday, I might be making that up, but because it seemed kind of different and it was a while and maybe people didn't really get it. Not that it was a bad song, but because you have like this perceived perception of Sommy and it's been so long, and I don't know, I feel like that, I don't know, I feel like the song was, it was just like an okay song. It wasn't like, this is my debut, like I'm here kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the kind of like spread out of comebacks and stuff, I feel like it's just slowed down her momentum. I feel like with her new song, I feel like it's catchy, I feel like it will catch on, maybe this will be the hit. But I think what they need to do with Sommy is keep the momentum going. That's what I think the main issue is. Because I feel like they build up momentum and then she disappears.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's a little bit difficult because we've seen her do both. Like, we've seen her as a soloist, we've seen her in a group, we've seen her in different companies. Mm. She's sort of like this K-pop chameleon that can do it all, to be honest. Mm. So I loved Sommy in IOI, and obviously, like, inevitably, because of the show they came through, we knew that wasn't going to be a forever thing. Mm. And I would say I can't compare to others because I haven't followed all the groups that come out of that same system, but I would say that their members were quite successful. Like, they all went on to do like really interesting solo things. Some stayed in music, some went into acting, so it was really interesting to watch that journey with Sommy. I feel as though she's an amazing soloist. She's also amazing in a group. If I had it my way, I would have had her in a group, then have her do her own solo stuff as well, because that way we're getting a bit of both. As a soloist, I also agree that I don't know if it's like a YG Black label thing. She's on the Black label, right?
Yeah.
But just the spreading out of, it's very Blackpink-esque in terms of the spread out of comebacks. It's just like, it's very long. So I guess that plays a part.
But I also, sorry to cut you off, I also think as well, with when she is away, they don't, it's not like, she's very funny. She's very charismatic.
That's what I was going to say. Like, she could still be on the variety shows.
Yeah, they don't utilize that side of her. For me personally, and I think because we know how fast-paced K-pop is in terms of the cycle of groups and people and whatever, so there's always someone fresh and new and fans come and go. I feel like that must be like a tricky situation in terms of like, it's hard to like disappear and come back like that. Not everyone can do like a Blackpink. But then I feel like with some of the, as I said, I don't think the songs are bad. No, I'm not even talking about her latest song. I'm talking about songs before. Songs that I can remember, really. This is like, oh, they're okay. But then it's kind of, like, I feel like people have said, we don't know not necessarily now, but back then, it's like we don't know what Somi's doing in terms of like who is she as an artist. Like she's just doing the black label thing, if you get what I mean. Or what's the black label ex Somi thing? I'm not saying that what she's doing she doesn't enjoy. Maybe that is the case. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I don't know. Don't know if I'm making any sense.
No. I think, like, once again, if it is a black label YG thing of they just like to spread out comebacks, I think that's fine if people feel well fed in between, and that would be the variety shows and having her do more stuff. And Somi is such an interesting person to talk about with this because she came up in K-pop at like a very interesting time. She's been like, she's done like the variety show stuff. She's kind of that person where she doesn't have to be too careful. Like, you can pair her with some of the male idols and she can be very friendly and funny and stuff. So I feel like there's so much to do with her. But once again, maybe it's a company decision. Maybe it's a her thing. We don't know.
Yeah.
But I think just showcasing her more, like her being maybe like a regular host on a show, having her like interact with other artists and things like that can be
really nice. She should have more campaigns. She's a beautiful girl. I feel like she can do so much. I just feel like she's just not being utilized. Maybe she doesn't want to do it. I don't know. We're just assuming that she wants to do it all. Maybe she don't. But it's a shame.
Yeah. So, but congrats on the comeback. Very cute. And if you guys have anything you want to sprinkle in on this one, it'd be interesting to hear. And then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, going off from Western collabs, how many remixes does Le Sserafim need for the Eve song? Give it a rest. My brain isn't braining today, but what is the Le Sserafim Eve song?
I'm a mess. Na. They have 6,862 remixes.
I thought that was just like a cute little like social media chart. Is that like official remixes?
Well, I know that they had one with Demi Lovato. They had one with some other rapper. They had one with, what's her name? What is her name? Rina. What's her last name? You know who I'm talking about. Japanese British singer. Rina something.
I don't. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, they've like every second. I don't know, some may be unofficial, some may be official, but it does seem like they have had 652 remixes. I don't know what it is, because I feel like if it was rolled out in a certain way, it wouldn't be as jarring as some people are finding it. Because what one thing that comes to mind, which wasn't, they weren't really remixes, they weren't really official, was, you know, when Winner came out with Baby Baby, and they had like different artists put their own spin on the song. So they had Dean do a version, they had Taeyang do a version, they had someone else just to promote the song, basically. But I feel like this was like still during around the time where the song was still fresh and new. So maybe I just feel like it's a rollout situation. I feel like you can have 52,000 remixes, but I feel like they all need to be good. Not saying that they're all bad, but not good. I feel like if you're going to remix something, actually remix it, because it's just, to me, I feel like people, I'm not just pointing this on the Le Sserafim or K-pop in general, but I just feel like nowadays, remixes aren't remixes. I feel like back in the day, yes, I'm getting in my grandma bag, yeah, my auntie bag. I feel like when a artist or a group said, this is a remix, it will have a whole new beat. The only thing that may be the same is the chorus. Everything else was different. They would even have a new video.
I was going to say, that's why I was more leaning towards, oh, is this just a my verse challenge? Or, because
That's how it comes across, right?
Yeah, because I thought, oh, okay, my verse challenge. It isn't necessarily like, I haven't been like actively looking for all of them, but I've come across a few of them. Once again, I think Le Sserafim, very interesting group. I don't know what their fandom's called. I'm not a fan that follows closely. I think it was maybe a strange song to have so many, because it's such like a highly repetitive song. When it keeps popping up on your feed, it becomes not jarring, but I just don't feel like it's the right song to do like a remix challenge for, unless you're going to change the beat or do something interesting for each of them.
That's what I'm saying. Or if it was, for example, if we're going off like, oh, it's like a my verse challenge thing, I think rollout is important, because I feel like, I don't think they expected, because obviously it's a B-side, I don't think they expected it to be as popular as it was. But then I think from my perception, the song kind of died down a bit, so it wasn't as overly played, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have all these quote-unquote remixes, and it's like, I'm over the song now. I feel like if you're going to be annoying with it, you need to be annoying with it when it's already annoying. Do you get what I mean? So, okay, it's to the height of its popularity. Then drop the 10,000 remixes if you want. But I feel like, again, it shouldn't be called a remix. It should be just called, oh, your verse challenge or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And then just have the verse. Because the thing is, it'd be like still the complete song, but with either the featured artist on it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it was just like a planning of the campaign kind of thing. Once again, like if it was unexpected. But I feel like being the kind of music company that they've come from, you anticipate that certain things will blow up and you'll have like backup plans for the backup plan. And if this happens, we have this kind of thing. But to get all those artists on board, it would have taken some prior preparation. Yeah. So I'm just a bit confused how that all came together. I think maybe a more palatable way that it could have been done even is an open verse challenge, and I don't know if this has happened already because once again I haven't followed this very closely, but if it was just an open verse challenge and some fans were showcased and some famous people, and it was just like, oh my gosh, this is just a really cool opportunity for everyone, and there's even some famous people on it. But where it's just I don't know, and
or even if they wanted to use all these people, whatever, just have one big long song and put them all on there. We don't need 50,000 versions of it. We do. And again, I don't even like that idea either, but I feel like, I don't know. But yeah, if you're going to, I feel like, this to anyone, if you're going to call something a remix, let's actually remix it. Let's not just throw someone onto the song.
Yeah, it just maybe could have been done differently. Like, even like you said, if there was like maybe a mashup version remix situation of the song with all of these artists on it, and then that was used to announce like, oh, we're also doing an open verse challenge and encouraging fans to get involved.
But yeah, that's our little rant over.
That's that. Yeah, so those are all of our unpopular opinions for today. Remember, if you have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, stories, anything in between, you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/HallyuAtYou, or you can send them to us directly at hallyut@gmail.com. And it's now time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice let you know if there's anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
This actually came up today, like on my For You page. I don't know if this is something that you've heard about or been watching or whatever. I don't know what the show's called. I think it's called like, what is it called? Like Million... Oh no, it's something to do with marriage, couples. I don't know. I don't know if they're married. Are they married? Well, they're couples, child. And there was this one clip of, let's call him Jake. That's not his name. I don't know these people, okay? There's a clip of Jake, and I think he's talking about his type or whatever in terms of women, right? Mm-hmm. And his girlfriend, fiance, wife, Jasmine, we're going to call her, she's watching this conversation unfold. And everything he's describing, from personality to looks, is completely different from who she is. And she's just there. And you know how, like, in the Korean shows, they have, like, some celebrities or hosts or whatever, they're having, like, their reaction to it as well. So they're like, what? Like, whoa. And yeah, so for example, if she was darker skinned, he'd be like, oh, I like my women a bit more pale. And then someone would be like, oh, what about their personality? And then he must have said something along the lines of, oh, I don't know if he said he finds his girlfriend or whoever like too intense or whatever, but basically he's like, yes, someone opposite to her. I was like, if this woman does not break up with this man, this man does not like you. He's with you because it's comfortable, because maybe it's something he's used to, but he may have love for you, but he don't love you. He's not in love with you. Girl, stand up. Stand up. Absolutely not. Worst nightmare. I don't know what it's called. I know it's a Korean show. And again, it just popped up on my For You page. And I was just like, what is this? I want to say it's called like million something. I want to say it's something like that. But, oh, the ghetto.
Yeah. I'm speechless, honestly. I'm so sorry. Wow. Okay. Sorry to this lady.
Sorry.
On my radar, what has been on my radar? I'm still, I don't know if I think I mentioned it on our last episode, but I'm still watching this new, it's not new, I think they've had a few seasons, but there's this Korean sort of reality show called Love After Divorce, I believe, and it's these divorcees in a house trying to find love again, and that's quite interesting. I think these contestants seem to be, not in like a messy way, but they're a bit more direct with sort of their feelings, what they're thinking, which is interesting. Completely not K-pop or K-drama related, but I don't know what possessed me to, but I have been watching like season 2 of The Summer I Turned Pretty. It's like, I think this is the right way to classify it, but it seems to be like this kind of like YA series that's based on these books by the same author that wrote To All the Boys I Loved Before. I think that's the title, that Netflix one. Not a similar premise, but like still like this youthful love type situation. And I think I'm stuck watching it, and this is no disrespect to the show, because it's not in any way like a bad show. But I think I'm just trying to process that America's like a real place. Because some of the things that happen or that like are normal out there, like just wouldn't be normal here. So yeah, that's one takeaway. If anyone watched end of episode 7, jump scare. And lastly, I saw a clip before we recorded today. There was a clip from, I think, Dive, and I think it was like Ten and another member from Wavy, and he was explaining how one time, because obviously they have pets, and I think he was looking after like 2 or 3 cats, I don't remember how many, but he went to like empty the cat's litter. And I don't know if this is normal elsewhere, but he went to chuck like the cat's doo-doo in the toilet and like flush it.
I've never heard that.
Okay. I've never heard of that either. So he went to flush it and it blocked the toilet.
Yeah,
and
then it's hard.
And then he had to buy like this unclogging device, but he didn't like put it in the toilet right. So he pumped it and like it splashed toilet water and doo-doo on his face.
Oh.
So, yeah. Thank you.
I found the name of the show. The show's called 219 million Korean won marriage war.
What? And
I bet it sounds more catchy in Korean, but basically it's from the writers of Physical 100, and basically this is meant to be a real couple survival show where it will feature 10 diverse couples with unique stories as they embark on a journey to prove their trust and love for each other and race towards the ultimate goal of marriage. Girl, do not marry that man. That man does not like you. To marriage? Absolutely not. I don't know if at the end they get the money or something. I don't know, like, to plan their perfect wedding, I don't know, but if that's the show, that's the show you're on, and he doesn't know if he can marry you, and he doesn't seem to like you. Oh, child, hell no!
I'm so sorry. These people are wanting to work towards marriage, or they are married already.
They're working towards it.
Oh, okay. So she still has time to escape.
That's what I'm saying. Escape now, girl. Also, before we wrap up, I saw this clip on Tiki Tiki Tuk Tuk of, I think it was, is it Jeno? Is that how you say his name? Jeno from NCT? Jeno? And Eric from The Boys. They look alike. What? What? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I saw the clip, like, where they were dancing together. I think people even saying, like, they smile the same.
I'm like, what?
There are a few K-pop doppelgangers. This one needs its own episode.
I know.
Because there's also Subin, and then there's a guy from, is it, what group is he in? And they look really similar.
Oh, I don't know, Chao.
Oh, I need to think.
What, TXT Subin?
Yeah, TXT Subin, and then there's another guy from a different group.
Maybe we'll do this next week. If you guys have any K-pop idol or actors, whatever, doppelgangers, twins,
send them in. BTOB Minhyuk, apparently, like,
I don't remember any of their faces right now. The way my brain is just blank. Like, I know these people, but my brain's like, what? Mm-hmm. But anyway, guys, that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and if you guys have any unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas, you can send them to howyouat@gmail.com, or you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. And don't forget to leave us a review and rate us on whatever podcasting platform you're listening to us on.
Yes, and don't forget you can vote for us for the podcast. I can't even say it properly because it's so ridiculous. The link's down there, bruv. It's in the description.
It's so aggressive. The link's down there, bruv.
The London within me is coming out. The South London within me is coming out. The link's in the description, my lovelies. My cherry trees. I've said it like 500 times on this podcast, so I won't go into it. But anyway, I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me at @kpopbox_homemadethings.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on those platforms.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.